感谢主，我们能够一同聚在主的跟前。
Thank the Lord that together we can gather before Him.
这一次主给我的带领和弟兄姊妹交通是旧约国度时代最后一次的复兴。
This time the Lord has led me to share with you regarding the last revival in the Old Testament kingdom period.
我们称它做约西亚王年间的复兴。
We call this the revival of the time of King Josiah.
这个复兴呢，不是个人的。
This revival is not just for individual.
而是全体的。
But it's in the one whole group.
这个全体呢，是整个国家的。
And this group contains the whole kingdom.
所以它所影响的范围和深度呢，比个人要大得多。
Therefore, the area as well as its depth is much deeper than individual.
这个对今天我们活在主回来之前的世代的人。
So this for us people who are living in this time and age
有非常重要的提醒和警戒
has a very important reminder as well as a warning.
我们知道我们主要回来呢他必须要得着一个圣洁没有瑕疵的教会。
When the Lord returns, He must claim for Himself a holy and a church with no blemish.
主要得着不仅仅是我们个人有一个正常的光景。
The Lord not only wants us individually to have a normal Christian experience.
主要得着他的教会。
He wants to gain His church.
而要整体的能够达到一个正常复兴的光景，我们从约西亚王年间可以看见那些原则。
And as we are able to have a collective normal situation, we can see the principle in the revival of Josiah.
我们开始之前还是请大家先读几处的经文。
So as we start, let's go into several scriptures together.
请我们先翻到新约圣经的提摩太后书。
2 Timothy in the New Testament.
第三章第十六第十七节。
2 Timothy 3:17.
有人讲哈，在新约圣经里面呢，每一卷的三章十六节都很宝贵。
Some people say that in the New Testament, a lot of these chapter 3 verses 16 are very important.
例如说，约翰福音三章十六节，常常是我们传福音用的一节经文。
For example, John 3:16 is a verse that we use a lot in our evangelistic meetings.
那么提摩太后书第三章十六节也是非常重要的。
So 2 Timothy 3:16 is also very important.
我们找着了，好不好？请大家同声的来读。
Let's read this together.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义。都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。我们知道这两节圣经里面，主让我们看见神话语的重要和功用。
So we see from these two verses the very function and importance of God's words.
我们在读旧约。
So now let's turn back to the Old Testament.
列王记上
First King
第三章第十三章对不起
First King chapter 13
列王记上第十三章我们读第二节
And we want to read verse 2
我们一起读
Together please
神人奉耶和华的命向坛呼叫说坛啊坛啊耶和华如此说大卫家里必生一个儿子名叫约西亚他必将秋坛的祭司就是在你上面烧香的杀在你上面人的骨头也必烧在你上面这一节圣经给我们看见早在约西亚出生之前两百多年
From this verse, we can see that even 200 years prior to the birth of Josiah,
神就借着一位先知呢，预言约西亚不仅他出生，并且他重要的侍奉和工作。
God used a prophet to prophesy about the, not only the birth, but also the important work of Josiah.
我们看见这是神对他儿女们偏离的一个重要的反应。
So here this is a very important reaction of God toward the deviation of God's people.
我们再看历代志下。
Now let's go to 2 Chronicles.
第34章。
Chapter 34.
历代志下34章第一节到第三节
2 Chronicles chapter 34 verses 1 to 3
我们还是一起来读
We also want to read this together
约西亚登基的时候年八岁在耶路撒冷作王31年他行耶和华眼中看为正的事效法他主大卫所行的不偏左右他作王第八年尚且年幼就寻求他主大卫的神到了十二年才洁净犹大和耶路撒冷除掉丘坛木偶雕刻的像和主造的像我们再读第八节三十四章第八节
The same chapter 34 Now we go to verse 8
我们一起来
Together.
Now, 约西亚王十八年进地进殿之后就差遣亚撒利亚的儿子撒番义宰马西亚约哈斯的儿子史官约雅去修理耶和华他神的殿、啊、我们在读第十四节
Now in the same chapter we want to read verse 14
他们将奉到耶和华殿的银子运出来的时候祭司希勒家偶然得了摩西所传耶和华的律法书我们再读二十七节
Verse 27
就是听见我指责这地和其上居民所说的话你便心里敬服在我面前自卑撕裂衣服向我哭泣因此我应允了你这是我耶和华说的好我们再读三十五章第一节
Chapter 35 verse 1
约西亚在耶路撒冷向耶和华守逾越节正月十四日就宰了逾越节的羊羔、啊、对不起刚才有一节我们没有读哈 我们再请回到三十四章的三十一节
Go back to chapter 34 verse 31 We need to read that also
王站在他的地位上在耶和华面前立约要尽心尽性的顺从耶和华遵守他的诫命法度律例成就这书上所记的约言好我们最后回到35章第17到第19节
Now we want to go to chapter 35 verses 17 to 19
我们一起读
Together please
当时在耶路撒冷的以色列人守逾越节又守除酵节七日自从先知撒母耳以来在以色列中没有守过这样的逾越节以色列诸王也没有守过像约西亚祭司利未人在那里的犹大人和以色列人以及耶路撒冷居民所守的逾越节这逾越节是约西亚作王十八年守的好我们今天晚上读经就暂时读这么多
So much for scripture reading tonight、
啊、这一次我来之前呢、啊、梅弟兄问我我交通的范围
This time before I came, Brother May asked me, what is the area that I'll be sharing?
我告诉他说我要交通旧约约西亚王这一段的历史。
I told him I'd like to share on the history of Josiah in the Old Testament.
啊，所以我相信呢，我们弟兄姊妹们可能都先把啊 约西亚的故事都读了一下。
And I believe that brothers and sisters here must have already read the story of Jehoshaphat.
好，我们今天晚上呢有一些年轻的孩子们在我们中间。
And tonight we have some young people among us.
我不晓得你们有没有读过
哈。I don't know whether or not you have read it.
如果没有读过没有关系。
If you haven't, it's okay.
今天回去以后呢有机会我告诉你们在哪里。
When you go back, I will tell you which passages you need to make up.
约西亚王的故事在圣经里面有两卷书记载了。
The life of King Josiah was mentioned in two books in the Old Testament.
第一卷呢是在列王记下。
First is in 2 Kings.
在第二十二章和二十三章里面。
Chapters 22 and 23.
那么第二卷呢就在我们刚才读的历代志下。
And then the other one is in 2 Chronicles that we just read.
记载在34章和35章。
Chapters 34 and 35.
我们这一次交通就是他做王他在神面前怎样爱神怎样遵行神的话语。
And this time our fellowship circles around the time of King Josiah being a king and how he listened and followed God's words.
昨天晚上我们已经先讲到什么叫做爱神
？Last night we already dealt on what does it mean to love God.
我们常常想到爱神呢，可能是我们情感的一种的流露。
Sometimes we think loving God is just an expression of our feelings.
或者是我们的行为上面的一点的热心。
Or some zealousness out of our behaviors.
或者我们在对人的为了服侍主，我们有的一些的牺牲。
And for the sake of serving God, we want to sacrifice ourselves.
是的，这些可能都是爱神的表现之一。
Yes, all these may be expressions, yet it's just one of them.
但是到底什么是真正的爱神，是神所承认的爱神呢？
But what actually is something that God will acknowledge that we are loving Him?
我们曾经讲到，主耶稣告诉我们说，人若有了主的命令，又遵行的，这人就是爱主的。
And we already said that the Lord says, He who has my commandment and follow them are the ones who love me.
所以我们一切的行为跟主的话语，跟主向我们说的话发生关系。
So all of our behaviors must be intimately related to what He says in His words.
如果我们有了主的话语，我们照着主的话语去生活，去侍奉，在神的眼中看，这就是爱神。
So if you have His words,And you live and serve according to His words. That means you are loving God.
所以有的时候我们有一些的牺牲，有一些时间上的摆上，但是却不是照着主的话，在神的眼中看，那是枉费功夫的。
But therefore, if you sacrifice your time and you have done many things, and then you have, you're ignorant regarding God's words, then you have really wasted your time.
约西亚王他能够在那他的做王短短的31年中间
In a short period of time during the reign of King Josiah
把整个国家带回到神的道路上面回到神的心意中间
In these 31 years he brought the whole nation of God back into the way of which God delights
因为他得着了神在律法书上的话语
Because he received the words of the law
他就悔改在神的面前哭泣，并且立约立志，要遵行神的话语。
He repented and wept and made a determination that he will follow God's words.
这是他爱神的一个具体的表现。
These are very substantive behaviors of loving God.
他是一个神所认识的人。
So therefore, he was a person that God knew.
甚至在他没有出生，神就预言到。他在地上的生活和侍奉。
Even before he was born, God already prophesied about his birth as well as his services.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人，其实你我没有出生，主就认识我们了。
So for all of us, even before we were born, God already knew us.
主盼望我们在地上蒙恩的年日的里面。
Our Lord wants us to be, receiving His grace in this world,
在我们蒙恩的年日的里面
in the days of us being blessed,
我们能够明白什么是爱神
we can come to understand what it means to love God,
我们能够明白神的话语
we can understand His word,
而且我们遵行他的话语
and follow accordingly.
弟兄姊妹，你我的生活的价值和意义
then the value of our life and service
就和约西亚王他一生的价值意义一样
will equate to the life and service of King Josiah.
我们知道一个人爱神是从灵里面开始的。
We know that a person who starts to love God must start from his spirit.
我们昨天讲到人离开神虽然我们外表上说我相信并且敬拜神
although in our mouth we can say yes I believe and I want to worship God
但是我们却不知不觉做了得罪神的事情就是拜偶像
and yet somehow inadvertently we start to do things that he doesn't like which is worshiping idols
它的原因在哪里呢
what's the cause
就是我们人对神的知觉变得暗淡了
And it's that our consciousness of God has become very faint and bleak.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你今天生活中有没有一个时刻感觉到主在你的面前
？I don't know. In your life, have you ever at a moment feel that the Lord is in front of you?
现在我们坐在这里，你有没有一个感觉主在我们中间
？Now that we're all sitting here, do you have the sense that the Lord is among us?
一个人被主复兴，第一个就感觉主与我同在。
When a person is revived, the first sense is that the Lord is with me.
主是真实的。
The Lord is real.
主是非常奇妙的。
And the Lord is wonderful.
我要为着我们中间年轻的孩子讲一个小朋友的故事。
I want to share with you a story of a young child for the young ones among us.
好，我读过一个美国小女孩的见证。
I knew of a testimony of a young American sister.
她妈妈怀她的时候，在她妈妈怀中才24个礼拜她就早产出来了
This baby girl had a premature birth in the week 24
我们知道早产婴儿生下来比一个巴掌还小
When a little baby that's a preemie when he's born at a 24 gestational week is very small like a palm of your hand
是非常危险的
Very very dangerous
很容易就丧失性命
It's very easy for this preemie to die
他有一个哥哥
And yet she has a brother.
他的父母亲都信主并且爱主
So their parents love the Lord
他们为着这一个生下来的小妹妹能不能活他们非常的担忧
They were very worried whether or not this younger sister can live because she's a preemie
他们就迫切的祷告
They prayed fervently
他们聚会的弟兄姊妹们知道了也为这一个早产的婴孩祷告
The gathering that they were worshiping the Lord also prayed for this.
感谢主，他在医院的细心照顾底下活过来了。
We thank the Lord because of the care in the hospital. She remained alive.
而且慢慢长大。
And grew up.
到他要读小学一年级的时候。
When she was in her first grade.
有一个夏天的下午。
One summer afternoon.
他的哥哥呢，在学校参加棒球队，有棒球比赛。
So her brother was in a baseball team and they were having this competition.
他爸爸妈妈就带着他一起去看哥哥打棒球为他加油。
So her parents brought her to the baseball field.
结果打到一半的时候忽然之间天上就乌云密布而且打雷闪电。
During halfway through the game, there was a big thunder and lightning and it started to pour.
他们还来不及这个预备呢倾盆大雨就下下来了。
So before they were able to take shelter, it just poured.
下大雨之后，大家都跑，想找个地方能够躲雨。
So everybody was running to the shelter.
他妈妈也就拉着他这个小女孩呢，说赶快跑，赶快跑到那边去躲雨。
So her mother dragged her and said, let's go and hide from the rain.
他跑到一半呢，忽然停下来跟妈妈讲，不要跑了。
So she ran halfway and suddenly she stopped her mom and said, stop.
他很认真地站在那里。
Very seriously, she stood there.
她妈妈就问她，你为什么不跑了呢
？So her mother asked her, "Why are you not running?"
她说，妈妈，
she says,
她在这里。
He's here.
妈妈说，她是谁啊
？So the mom says, "Who is he?"
她说，那个时候，你告诉我，我早产，有一个手托住我，那个托我的手的那一位，现在在这里。
She said, remember when you told me I was in an incubator and at that time you told me that there's this hand that's holding me? You know what? That hand is here.
那一位他在这里。
That person with that hand, he's here.
弟兄姊妹，这是对神的知觉。
This is our consciousness toward God.
那个孩子还不到六岁。
That child was not even 6 years old yet.
他灵里面他认识那位那位托住他的神。
In her spirit, she was able to recognize that God was holding her.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，复兴是从灵里面开始的。
Brothers and sisters, revival starts from the spirit.
圣灵今天与每一个神的儿女们，与所有在地上的人，他在这里。
For all of us believers, as well as even non-believers, the Lord is here.
但是有的人承认并且知道他在这里。
Some people confesses and also knows that he's here.
有的人却不信，而且反对，不愿意承认。
And yet there are unbelievers who may be opposing it and they do not want to confess it.
这个差别就是一个在正常的光景，一个在失落的光景。
The difference is one is in a normal state and the other is in a fallen state.
刚才我们弟兄带我们唱的几首诗歌都跟我们的灵发生关系。
Just now the three songs that we sang were related to our spirit.
都和圣灵发生关系。
It's related to the Holy Spirit.
我们知道约西亚王年间，虽然那里没有记载，但是我们知道神的手就是神的灵在约西亚的身上。
During the years of King Josiah, even though it was not recorded there, but we know that the Spirit of God was resting on him.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是有一天你开始感觉主在这里。
So if there's one day you have a sense and felt that the Lord is here.
而且在每一件事情上你感觉到你会想到主，弟兄姊妹，要感谢赞美主，你里面有一个对的光景。
And in every incident, you're able to think of the Lord. We have to thank God because you are in the right state.
好，若是我们今天呢，别人都感觉到主在这里，我觉得没什么。弟兄姊妹，我们要到主面前去求主怜悯我。
And yet, if everyone else around us can sense the presence of God, but not you, then you really have to come before God to ask Him to have mercy on you.
昨天晚上我们也稍微交通一点，什么叫做复兴。
Last night, we also shared a little bit about what revival
is. 我们讲到神有一个祝福要赐给他的百姓。
We said that God has a blessing to give to His people.
但是这个祝福是有一个条件的，必须我们要照着他的话语在地上来生活。
There's a condition to this promise, and that is we have to live according to His words.
照着他的方法，照着他的道路，我们在地上来侍奉。
According to His method and His way that we are to serve.
什么时候我们走在这个道路上面？
Whenever you're walking on this way,
那个叫做正常的光景。
Then you are in a normal situation.
那地是充满了生命，充满了神的作为的一种的生活。
And so for sure, you will have full of life and full of prosperity in your service for Him.
但是若是我们什么时候从这条路上面偏离了
，And whenever you deviate away from this way,
弟兄姊妹，我们就落在一个。半死不活的光景底下。
And then you will fall into a state that you almost half dead.
我们也会落在许多的痛苦难处没有办法解决的情况中。
You'll fall into a very painful and problems that you cannot solve.
所以复兴呢并不是什么特别的事情。
So a revival is not anything that is so special.
乃是神的儿女神的教会仍然走在神的道路上面。这个叫做复兴。
But that God's people, His church, is walking on the normal way of that He wants, and that is revival.
但是当我们有偏离，不知不觉走岔路的时候
，But once you deflect out of it,
什么时候神的灵感动我们，我们愿意回来，有一个回来的感觉。
And whenever the Holy Spirit moves you, and once you have a sense to return back,
好，叫做归服，回到神的面前。
That we are to return back to the to God.
弟兄姊妹，那是一个复兴的开始。
That is the beginning of a revival.
但是当我们复兴开始的时候呢，还必须要放弃并且除尽所有那些偏离的光景。
And once we start during the state of revival, we have to let go and to go and to cleanse from where we were before to go back.
那是一个改正。
And that is a reform.
那是一个改变。
And a change.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道要改革，在世界上。我们生活的环境里面要改革都是很难的。
In the society that we live today, if we have to go through reformation, it's very hard.
所以在旧约时代，你看见的复兴啊，他们就把拜偶像的习惯现在改掉了。我能够转向神，敬拜真神了。
So in the Old Testament time, in order for them to be reformed, they have to change back from the ways of the idolatries to go back to worshiping God.
那个就是复兴了。
That's a revival.
所以你能够把你一点的不讨神喜悦的习惯。靠着主的恩典改过来，弟兄姊妹，我要恭喜你，那叫做复兴。
So therefore, I can congratulate you because if you can change away from the habits that you know that God doesn't like to go back to Him, then I think that is a revival.
比如说，有的人呢、啊， 早上起来第一件事情啊，我不知道现在大家做什么。
I don't know what you do the first thing in the morning when you wake up.
好，有一个弟兄告诉我，我现在早上第一件事情就摸我床头的这个 smartphone， 把它打开来。
When brother says when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is to grope around and to find my smartphone.
有的人还不错，打开了把圣经章节打出来看一看。
Some people may turn on the iPhone to look at the Bible verse.
有的人一看呢，就看别的事情去了。
And other people may want to watch other things.
有一个弟兄告诉我，我第一天呢。还看圣经，第二天就看着别的新闻去了。以后每一天都看新闻。
And so this one brother says, the first day I look at the Bible verses, the next day I look at the news, and from then on I started to look at the news.
他说我一开始看新闻呢，我这一天就完了，跟主之间就完了。
He says when I start to look at the news, then I'm done with my relationship with the Lord.
我的心思意念都被那些事情拉走。
My thoughts were dragged away by those news.
你有一天能够把它改回来。
And then one day you change back.
弟兄姊妹，再让主的同在满意你自己这个人。
And once again, allowing the presence of God to fill you.
弟兄姊妹，我们生活上聚会上面一点的不讨主喜悦的习惯改过来，那就是复兴。
When our habits that doesn't please the Lord can be changed over personally or in our church life, that is a revival.
讲起来很容易。
It's easy to say.
弟兄姊妹，没有圣灵，没有主的怜悯。没有一个人真的做得到。
Without the Holy Spirit or His mercy, none of us can do it.
我们昨天也讲到，约西亚出生的时候，犹大国充满了偶像。
Yesterday we also said that when Josiah was born, the whole nation of Judah was full of idols.
他们在名义上还是神的儿女。
By name, they're God's people.
他们聚会名义上还是来到耶和华的殿。
When they assemble together, they still go in front of the temple.
但是所有的实际都失去了。
But they lost all of the reality.
因为他们敬拜呢，进入了一个虚假的敬拜。
Because they enter into a false worship.
啊，这个虚假叫做有名无实。
That means in the name they have it, but not the substance.
不仅虚假。
Not only were they false.
而且甚至有些名都不对了。
Even the names were wrong.
他们把巴利的像放在圣殿里面。
They put the image of Baal into the temple.
把这个女神的亚瑟拉的柱子也弄到圣殿里面去。
They even put the pillar of Ashtaroth into the temple.
弟兄姊妹们，那叫做错误的敬拜。
This is a wrongful worship.
我们今天虽然不会有外面这些偶像，对不对？
Today we may not have these outward images.
但是有时候我们在神的家中，我们在个人的生活里面，我自己做主。
But yet sometimes in God's house, even in my own family, I become the master.
我就是主。
I become the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个话在希伯来文是什么呢？就是巴利。
And so in Greek word, that word is Baal.
在 Hebrew.
In Hebrew, that's Baal.
我们知道，在希伯来话呢，巴利把它翻成白话文，就是我主，我是主。
In the translate the Hebrew word of Baal is I am the Lord.
我们有时候读圣经呢。
You read the Bible.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有过这样的经验
？I don't know whether or not you have this.
你读到那里说跟主吵架，说主啊，这个不通，这个不合理。
You read the words, Lord, this doesn't make sense. It's not logical.
我早期二十几岁读圣经，就是常常跟主吵架。
That's how I was in my twenties.
我说主，圣经怎么这样写呢
？How come the Bible
should be this way? 应该照这样写
的。It should be written the other way.
是谁是主呢？
Who's the Lord?
我是主
myself.
所以我里面有一个巴利。
Because I had this Baal inside of me.
弟兄姊妹们，我们很可能都不觉得我们拜过偶像。
Maybe you don't agree that you have worship idols.
那些庙我从来没进去过。
You never go to those temples.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank God.
但是我们有没有让自己占据了主在我身上该有的地位
？And yet have we occupied the place of God in our hearts?
为什么人会这样呢？
Why is man like that?
会落进敬拜的虚假和错误的里面呢
？That we fall into the falsehood and the wrongfulness of worship.
我们读约西亚王年间的故事。
When you read the story of the life of King Josiah,
我们就看见了神的话语完全失落了，并且被人忽略了。
We can see that God's words were totally lost and ignored among God's people.
约西亚做王了，做了十八年了。
Josiah was a king for 18 years.
圣经上才第一次记载，他得着了神借着摩西所传下来的律法书。
Then it was the first time the Bible recorded that he got the law from Moses.
可见以前他的爱主都是凭着人教导的爱法。
So obviously his way of loving the Lord was by man's method in the past.
虽然也有很多很可圈可点的地方。
And so there were very good points.
但是却不是他自己跟主直接的关系。
And yet they were not his personal relationship with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，今天呢，若是神的话语在你我中间不被我们尊重，不被我们重视的话，
Today, if we do not honor and focus upon His words among us,
我们都是在一个失落的光景。
We're in a state of being fallen.
如果今天教会的聚会。
Today is a gathering in the church.
所有的弟兄姊妹都熟悉神的话语。
And all God's children are well versed in the scriptures.
就是有福音朋友来到我们中间，聚完会了，他走之前会问，我能不能要一本圣经？
And at the end of the meeting, when the non-believers come and ask us to have a Bible.
弟兄姊妹，那是可喜可贺的光景。
It's really a time to congratulate each other.
那说出我们在这里聚会有一种正常的情形。
It shows us we have a normal situation here in a meeting.
如果没有神的话语，你怎么可能认识神呢？
Without God's words, how can you know Him?
今天有人说，我只要凭着灵就好了。
Some people say, I know Him by the Spirit.
但是圣灵乃是真理的灵。
But then the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
他必须是在真理的范围里面来引导我们的。
He must guide us within the boundaries of the truth.
所以今天很多有所谓圣灵经历的弟兄姊妹，若是离开了主的话语，都走到极端的里面去。
Nowadays, there's a lot of charismatic Christians who have gone away from God's word.
是一种可惜的光景。
It's very, very sad.
你说这些弟兄姊妹热心不热心呢？
And you can say these Christians very fervent, of course.
他们摆上不摆上呢？
And do they really pay the price?
他们非常肯牺牲。
Sure, they sacrifice.
但有的时候热到叫人都受不了，那神怎么受得了呢？
But they're so hot to the point that people cannot stand it, so how can God?
啊，弟兄姊妹，所以我们需要神的话语。
So therefore, we need God's word.
在约西亚王的年间，最重要的一件事情就是神的话语不仅在王的身上恢复了地位。
So the time of King Josiah, not only was it God's word was restored in the king.
而且呢，他把这个地位呢恢复在众百姓的身上。
And God's place was also restored among all of His people.
所以他召聚呢以色列的长老，犹大国的长老。
So He called the elders of the nation of Judah.
把耶路撒冷的人居民都叫来。
And gathered all of the people from Babylon.
把祭司先知都找来。
The priests and the prophets all came.
老人小孩大人小孩通通都来。
The oldest as well as the young, they all came.
王自己先站起来，站在柱子旁边。
The king himself stood up by the pillar.
让祭司们把这律法书清楚的、明亮的、准确的读给百姓听。
Allowing the priest to read the law in a very clear and bright way to all of his people.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等的宝贵啊！
This is so precious.
今天教会的讲台应该是讲神的话语的。
Today, the podium in the church meeting place should be God's word.
不是来谈世界局势的地方。
Not the political situation.
不是来谈社会问题的地方。
Or social issues.
更不是来讲一些文化科学、讲一些笑话的地方。
Or the place of jokes or cultures or things like that.
我们需要重视神的话语。
We need to pay attention to God's word.
唯有神的话语能够叫我们分辨，这是偶像，还是这是真神。
Only God's words can allow us to discern this is idol, this is the true God.
我们看见约西亚王年间，他能够把那个所有偶像的偏离把它带回来。
So in the time of Josiah, he was able to recover all of the deviations from idolatry.
因为他爱神，就爱神的话语。
Because he loved God, he loved God's words.
他爱神的话语，他就遵行神的话语。
Because he loved God's words, he followed God's words.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗告诉我们神话语的功用。
Paul tells us the function of God's word.
我们知道在约西亚王的年间呢，神的话语在他们身边至少有四方面的功用。
In the time of Josiah, there were four ways or four functions of God's words in Josiah.
神的话语出来就是光。
When God's words come out, it is light.
就看见他自己周围的环境原来那么黑暗。
Allowing him to see all of his surroundings was so dark.
那么多错误。
So many mistakes.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我碰见一些初信的弟兄姊妹。
Sometimes I meet some new believers.
他们听见一些主话语的教导，就对一些事情很认真了。
Because,
我真的很敬拜主。
Because they hear some teachings from the Lord and they were so serious. I worship the Lord for that.
我们知道圣经里面讲撒旦的第一个表号是什么呢？
Do you know what is the first symbol of Satan in the Bible?
撒旦第一次向夏娃这个显现的时候，他是什么样子啊？
How did Satan reveal himself to Eve?
是一条蛇，对不对？
He shows her in the form of a snake.
到了启示录的时候，撒旦是什么样子啊？
So in the Revelation, how do you see Satan?
是一条龙，对不对？
The dragon.
所以呢，我们看见初信班呢，有时候就告诉弟兄姊妹，如果你家里有蛇、有龙的样子、有形象或雕刻的，统统把它拿掉。
So in the basic truth class, we tell the new believers, if you have images like the snake or the dragon, you have to do away with them.
哎呀，我就碰过去看望弟兄姊妹啊，他就问我伯弟说，我那个被子上面一条大龙，难怪我常常做噩梦啊。
And so this new believer says, Brother Boy, I have this big dragon on my blanket. No wonder I have a lot of nightmares.
他就把这个被子丢掉了。
So she threw away the blanket.
弟兄姊妹，你看，主的话在他身上开始有功效。
Then we can see the effectiveness of God's words on her life.
但是主话不仅这么一点点啊。
But then God's word doesn't stop there.
所以我们看见主的话一出来，你生活中以前在黑暗的事情，现在光就把它显明了。
Once God's words come out, it will show forth the situation of which you were before.
弟兄姊妹们，我们以前没有这些话语的时候，我们做很多事情都没有羞耻的感觉的。
Before you have God's words, all these things that you did, you'd feel no shamefulness.
但是主的话一来，主就让我想起我以前做的事情，好羞人啊。
And once when God's words come, I realized and recalled the things that I did before was so shameful.
我今天没有时间去讲见证和例子。
I don't have time to expound on these testimonies. Secondly,
主的话出来的时候，就是一个量度的尺。
Secondly, when God's word comes out, it's like a canon or ruler.
有人说我们聚会好得不得了。
Some people say, wow, our meeting is so good.
我们有多少人。
We have so many people.
我们每次怎样怎样聚会。
And every time we meet this way and that way.
我们是不是很多人去看一看，哇，佩服得不得了。
Do we look at the number of people?
不是的。
No.
我们需要用神的话语来衡量神的工作。
We need to use God's words to measure God's work.
弟兄姊妹，所以保罗告诉我们说了，这个受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要。
So Paul tells us whether circumcision or uncircumcision is nothing.
要紧的是新造。
What's my point is the new creation.
这一句话就是一个尺。
This phrase is that ruler.
你要看这个人里面是从基督的生命出来的行为，还是从律法出来的行为。
So you can see that whether or not this behavior is from the life of Christ or from the law.
如果你在这个点上有了主的话语，你就有一把尺了。
So in these situations with God's words, you have a ruler.
今天在教会生活里面最混乱的一个点就是没有尺，没有神话语来衡量我们，我们自己做衡量。
The most chaotic or confusion thing in the state of the church is that you don't have God's words, but you use yourself to be the ruler.
每个人都用自己的观念，用自己的过去的经验来判断事情。
We all use our own concepts or our past experiences to measure issues.
所以神的儿女们中间呢，众说纷纭。
So therefore, there's all kinds of divisions.
并且有的时候彼此攻击，彼此矛盾。
And we even attack and oppose each other.
这是没有神的话。
And that is ignorant or without God's word.
第三个点。
Thirdly.
律法，我们知道，这个约西亚得的是摩西所传的律。
We know that Josiah received the law that came from Moses.
弟兄姊妹们，我们称它做律法。
We call that the law.
神的话语在我们手中是一个律。
The word of God in us is a law.
我们中文的把它加了一个法。
There's an extra character in the Chinese.
跟社会上政府用的法律一样。
And almost like the law in the world today.
不是这样的。
Not exactly.
神的话语告诉我们，神的祝福它的规则是怎么临到人的。
But that God's word tells us there's a way that God's blessings will come.
那叫做律。
And that is a law.
我们读过一点自然科学就知道，在这个自然界有很多的律的。
In natural science, we know that in the natural world, there's a lot of natural laws.
比如说我们住在地球上面。
For example, you live in the world, in the globe.
有它的重力的范围。
And there's the surrounding of it, the gravity.
我们知道这个重力就是一个律。
And there's this law of gravitation.
比如说我现在在地球这个重力范围里面，我这个手表呢，我一放，它 就
像 in this,
对不对?
Because I'm here with the gravitational law, I brought my watch. The watch will not go up. It has to go down.
因为这个律告诉我说它是往这个质量的中心去的。
Because this law tells me that it has to go to the center of this pool.
我们知道神的话就是神的律。
We know that God's words are God's laws.
你顺服这个律，你就必然得出这个律的结果。
You obey this law, you will receive the result of this law.
你违背这个律，你就自招毁灭。
You oppose this law, you will meet destruction.
今天神的儿女们在这个点上非常非常的忽略。
Nowadays, God's people really ignore it.
我们知道马拿西和亚门，他们都是非常迷信的人，但是他们不认识神的律。
We know that Manasseh and Ammon was very superstitious people and they were ignorant of God's law.
他们认为呢，耶和华是众神中间的一位。
And they thought that God Jehovah is one of the gods.
直到马拿西呢被掳了，用他在那里悔改了以后，他回神怜悯他，赦免他，让他回来。
And so to the point that he was taken into captivity, later on God forgave him and brought him back.
他回来以后，他才知道。Oh, 耶和华是独一的真神。
When he came back, he realized, Oh, the Lord God is the one and only God.
弟兄姊妹们，因为他从来不读神的话。
The reason was he never read God's
word. 我们需要认识神的律。
We've got to know God's law.
好叫我们成为一般顺服神并且蒙祝福的儿女。
In order for us to be the people who can follow him and be blessed.
我们刚刚读的另外一节圣经告诉我们说神的话语是预言。
We also read another verse in the scripture that says God's word is a prophecy.
神的每一句话虽然现在我看不见它实现，但是我知道它必定成就。
Every single word, although I may not see the end of it, but I know that it will for sure come to pass.
在耶罗波安做王的年间，
In the time of King Jeroboam,
神就借着一个神人预言约西亚要出生。
God used an overseer to prophesy about the birth of Josiah.
而且呢，预言约西亚要做的事情。
As well as prophesying the things that Josiah would do.
其实那个时候离约西亚出生呢，还有300多年。我刚刚讲错，不止200多年。
And so it was my mistake. Actually, those prophecies came about 300 years before Josiah was born.
好，我们看见到了时候。约西亚果然出生了。
And we were able to see that at the proper time, King Josiah was born.
神的话语安定在天。
And God's words are stable in heaven.
句句都要应验。
Every single phrase will come to pass.
在你我里面，主话语有这样的地位吗？
Does the word of God have the same place in your heart and mine?
所以保罗告诉我们说，圣经都是神所吹出来的气。
Paul tells us that the word of God is the breath or the inspired word of the Holy Spirit.
啊，他说呢，鱼对我们呢是教训我们
，is to teach us，
督责我们
，and to reprove，
啊，使我们归正
，for correction，
而且归正了以后，我们怎么样走上义路
，and how to walk on the way of righteousness，
神的话语来引领我们。
These are all by the guidance of His word，
使地上属神的人得以完全。
So that the man of God may be perfected.
约西亚出生，他是一个从神那里来属神的人。
Josiah was born as a man of God.
但是他没有得着神话语之前，他也学习爱主。
Before he got the word of God, he learned to love God.
但是他对主的爱不够完全。
But then his love was very imperfect.
等到那一天他去修殿的时候。
Until the time when he was to remodel the temple.
这个大祭司来告诉他说：“我们得了。”从来没有得看见的一卷书。
And then the priest who says, "We have a law, we receive a book that we have not read before."
那一天，他们就念给王听。
And that day, they read that book to the king.
我不晓得约西亚本来可能是坐着听的。
I think maybe at first Josiah was listening, it was sitting down.
可能他听一听，他就站起来了。
And maybe after a while, he started to stand up.
再听一听，他就跪下来了。
And pretty soon, he knelt down.
再听一听，他就把自己衣服撕裂了。
And pretty soon he tore his clothes.
再听一听，他就哭起来了。
And after a while he started to cry.
他在那里恐惧战惊。
With fear and trembling.
他心里面害怕。
He started to have fear.
所有那边讲的偏离的光景，都是他每天生活的实际情形。
All of the deflected situations were the things that he was facing every single day.
我们看见约西亚在神的话语面前，真是一个柔软的。
We can see that Josiah was a very soft person in God's word.
我要请问弟兄姊妹，上一次你在主的话语面前这样柔软是什么时候？
When was the last time you had such softness when you read God's words?
我一直想想，主啊，我早年蒙恩的时候对你的话真是柔软。
And I think to myself, in my early years when I heard your words, I was very soft.
有一次我读到主耶稣为我钉十字架。
One time I read to the point where it says Jesus died for me on the cross.
他们说，钉他十字架，我们要释放巴拿巴。
And the word says, crucify him, we want to release Barnabas.
忽然主感动我。
Suddenly the Lord moved me.
我就是那个巴拿巴。
I was a Barnabas.
我被主释放了。
I was released by the Lord.
因为他代替我死了。
Because he took my place to die.
哭得要命啊。
And I started to cry.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是对神话语该有的态度。
This is the attitude we ought to have in God's word.
约西亚在他26岁的时候，
When Josiah was 26, he got God's words.
这个是非常宝贵的。
This is so precious.
这个是一个真实复兴的起点。
This is an initiation of a true revival.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天谈世界新闻谈得津津有味。
Today we talk about the world news with such interest.
谈主的话语啊，几句话就完了。
And if you talk about God's words, you're done with a few words.
是不是？
Isn't that true?
读经聚会，我们扯出去，不知道扯到哪里去了。
Sometimes in a Bible study fellowship, we talk about everything else.
然后我们结束聚会，主感谢你，我们读了你的话语。
And at the end, we say, Lord, we thank you that we have read your words.
弟兄姊妹，人都不能满足，主能满足吗？
If man cannot be satisfied, can God be satisfied?
你知道旧约时代那些敬畏神的。
These people in the Old Testament time who fear the Lord.
他们犹太人遗传讲，有些文士啊，他们读圣经抄的。
And we are told that some of the scribes would be copying the verse.
每抄到主的名字的时候，他们就起来啊，就下拜。
And every time they write the name of the Lord on the scroll, they will start to worship on their knees.
有的人呢，还要去洗个澡，他才敢来继续写下去。
And some people go and take a bath or shower before they come back to continue.
因为他们对神的话语有一个敬畏。
Because they really have a sense of reverence in God's words.
弟兄姊妹，这是约西亚带进复兴一个非常重要的特点。
This is a very special characteristic of King Josiah bringing in the revival.
你知道圣灵的感动要在我们身上落实，结出果子来，必须要有神的话。
If the work of the Holy Spirit is to really settle down into us and bear forth in His fruit, it must be through His words.
美国在20世纪的时候有一位弟兄啊，被称作20世纪西方人的良心。
In the 20th century, there's a man of God, he was claimed to be the conscience of the Western Christians.
叫做 A.W. Tozer.
A.W. Tozer.
他讲到这个复兴。
He talked about the revival.
他说每一个真正有属灵长远影响力的复兴。
Every single revival that has a very long-term influence.
背后必定有神话语做那个稳固的根基。
Behind it must have the word of God to be that very firm foundation.
弟兄姊妹，人你我我们都有经验，一时的热情呢，很快就熄灭了，对不对？
We all have the same experience. Once when we're very zealous, it goes away very fast.
但是你能够长远的，一天都不变的活在主的面前，那不仅是主的怜悯，更是神话语的保守。
In order to have a long term in this duration and not change, we must have the word of God to contain it.
所以我们看见约西亚得着了神的话语，使他这个属神的人得以完全。
So therefore, Josiah became perfected because he received God's word.
他就预备好了来行神所要行的善工。
So he was prepared and equipped toward the good work of God.
主把他摆在一个很特别的地位，就是做牧者。做君王的。
God placed him in a very special position, that is, he is to be the shepherd as well as to be the king.
他就起来站在他该站的地位。
So he stood up and stood in a place where he was supposed to stand.
所有神的百姓。
Collecting all of God's people together.
我们读历代志啊，跟列王记下记载，他的次序好像有一点倒过。
When you read the first king as well as the second chronicle, circumstances seems to be a little bit turned around.
The order
is turned around.
The order of recording is a little bit different. 我们看见了 在历代志是他讲说他先洁净地洁净圣殿、啊、然后才得律法书。
The Chronicles tells us that he first cleansed the temple, then he received the book.
但是在列王记下呢，是记载他得着了律法书，他就起来洁净地。
But in the Kings, it says that he first received the law, then he cleansed the temple.
我们相信，在他二十岁那一年呢，他成年了，他开始洁净。
I believe that when he was in his 20s, he was already a full-grown man. He started to cleanse the temple.
但是那时候他只是照着他的情感里面的认识，该怎么样做他就怎么做。
But he did it according to his own emotional feeling.
但是等到他26岁的时候，他再做的时候就彻底了。
But then when he started to repair again, when he was 26, he was a lot more thorough.
把所有的偶像和与偶像有关的器具。
All of the idols as well as the utensils related to the idols.
和那所有拜偶像的人通通给他废掉。
And even the people who worship idols were all done away with.
不仅在耶路撒冷。
Not only in Jerusalem.
不仅在犹大全地。
And Judah.
并且呢他到了撒玛利亚到了伯特利。
He even went to, all the way to Samaria and Bethel.
把耶罗波安所做的那个金牛犊的坛彻底的给他毁掉。
And even the altar of the golden calf that King Jeroboam created also was torn down.
把这个所罗门为他的妃嫔建的那些偶像的坛彻底的毁掉。
And even the altars that Solomon built for his concubines, those were also torn down.
我们想呢，这约西亚怎么会有这么大的胆量呢？
And then you ask, how come Josiah has such courage?
我们知道这需要很大的勇气啊。
That needs a lot of courage.
我们经过一点环境改变、改革的人都知道，要实行改革的人都是别人痛恨、要暗杀的对象。
And if you have gone through a little bit of the reform in the world today, you know that people who want to go through it, they go through the risk of being killed.
约西亚他怎么能够这么彻底的做完呢？
How come Josiah was so thorough in his repair work?
在他以前的那些有能力的、有声望的王们都做不到的事情，他居然做到了。
Even those who are very mighty and famous kings ahead of him could not do it, but he did it.
我们知道是因为神的话。
We know it's because of God's words.
那些认识耶和华并耶和华旨意的人，他们就刚强行事。
Those who know the Lord as well as the will of the Lord, they can do things with a lot of courage.
因为他是在执行神的命令。
Because they were administering the command of God.
他跟人之间没有丝毫的个人的恩怨。
There are no personal givens.
因为他是在遵行神的旨意。
Because he was doing it according to the will of God.
我们也感谢神，约西亚所以能够完成神托给他的工作。
We thank God because one of the reasons why Josiah was able to complete the work of repair.
也不是他一个人。
Was not just done by him alone.
真的读圣经呢，他吩咐这个祭司长，还有副祭司，还有书记，还有好多工匠啊，工人和匠人。
There were a lot of priests and other and skillful people and carpenters all helped.
还有好多的利未人，还有祭司守门的，这些都是勇士。
The Levites and the gatekeepers, all these are warriors.
他们一同出去出。
They all went out together to tear down the altars.
我不晓得我们在座弟兄姊妹，你服事中有没有除过偶像。
I don't know whether or not in your services you have tear down idols.
我们神的儿女啊，服事主去除偶像是最快乐的事情。
I think it's one of our most joyful moments when we crush these idols in our services.
我早期侍奉主传福音啊，有的餐馆老板信了主。
In my early years of sharing the gospel, there's some restaurant owners that became believers.
他要受浸了。
He needed to be baptized.
餐馆先把他门口的关公像给他拔下来。
So we had to go to his restaurants and take down those idols and that's at the door of the restaurant.
的那个土地公那个东西给他拔下来。
And all these things inside the cash registers.
有一次、啊、我和几位同工被邀请到一个临终的病人他的家里。
One time, some of us co-workers and myself went to a person who's about to pass away.
他自己人在远东。
He himself got sick in the Far East.
他给我们许可到他在美国的家，我们就爬窗子进去。
He gave us permission to go into his house in the state. So we had to crawl in through the windows because he was in the Far East. There were a lot of idols inside the house.
他家里有个很特别的房间。
There was a special room in his house.
那个偶像拉都拉不起来，原来他是用钉子钉在底下的。Because
the idols were nailed onto the floor.
而且是个金属做的，好重啊。A
golden statue, very heavy.
不是，是 bronze.
A bronze statue.
拿起来以后啊，After
we put it up,
一大叠的美钞。There
were all these cash bills underneath the idols.
这个偶像你打也打不碎的。
You can't crush it. It's so sturdy.
约西亚他那时候做这些事情的，就是那些拜偶像的人都瞪着眼睛要看。Those
people who worship idols must be just watching him from the side.
但是他靠着主，有胆量。By
the Lord, he had the strength.
不仅如此。Not
only this.
而且他有同伴。He
had his companions.
弟兄姊妹，今天你我如果主光照我们。Today
for you and I, if the Lord really enlightens into us.
我们的侍奉有什么地方，我们还？ 让偶像在我们身上做主。
Do we still have any places in our hearts where the idols are still our Lord and Master?
我们中间有什么事情是随着世界的样子，拜世界的神，拜马门的方式，我们来侍奉神？
Among us, do we have anything that we use the way of the world or even the way of mammon to serve God?
我们要求主给我们同伴，我们一起把它除掉。
We need to ask the Lord to give us companions so that we can destroy them together.
你知道在教会历史中啊，In
church history,
在西方有些弟兄姊妹，他们为这个真是遵行神的旨意。There
are a lot of Western Christians. They really follow God's will in obeying this.
英国有一个弟兄啊，叫做 Robert Govett.
There's a brother in England called Robert Govett.
他是第一个。
He was the first person that opened up the truth about the kingdom in the book of Matthew.
有一个非常认识圣经的弟兄告诉我们说，马太福音啊，要明白马太福音，比要明白启示录难一百倍。A
person who really knows the Bible says to understand the book of Matthew is 100 times harder than understanding the book of Revelation.
我们常常认为启示录很难读啊。
A lot of times you think Revelation is hard to understand.
其实启示录并不难。
But actually, no, Revelation is not that hard.
你真正要看见马太福音里面主是君王和他的国度是什么样子，那真是需要主的怜悯。
You really need to have God's mercy to truly understand the kingdom and his nation in the book of Matthew.
这个 Robert Gouvet 就是一个主的器皿，把这个。
Robert Govett was the instrument that explains and interprets the book of Matthew.
他带给近代教会的祝福啊，我们到天上去才知道有多大。The
blessing that he has given to the church today, we will never understand the breadth of it until we see him in heaven.
但是他原来是英国国教的一个牧师。
Originally, he was a pastor in the Anglican church.
他是一个非常聪明的人。
Very smart guy.
非常会读圣经，会读书的人。And
he was a true intellect.
但是他不知道他在黑暗的里面。He
didn't know that. He was a pastor, and he didn't know that he was in the dark.
他是被女皇册封的牧师，穿着黑袍出来，很神气的。He
was coronated by the queen.
讲话带着权威的。He
was coronated by the queen, and he came out with big robes. And he spoke with a lot of authority.
主给他一颗心，对神的话语认真。
But then God gave him a heart to be very serious toward his words.
他第一个查考的就是人怎么样才叫做得救。The
first thing that he researched on was how a man can get saved.
他读到马可福音讲的，信而受浸的，就必得救。He read
in Mark that if you believe and you're baptized, you'll be saved.
他就问，我们在教会里面给婴孩施洗，那个婴孩信了没有呢？他根本不懂。
So he asked himself, we do infant baptism, and so does that infant know the Lord? He doesn't understand.
他就仔细去查考，然后写了一篇质疑的论文，交给教会上面的权柄。So
after he researched on this in detail, he wrote a thesis and he gave it to the higher officials in the church.
请他们审核这是不是圣经的真理。
And asking them to decide whether or not this is the truth.
结果被驳回了。
And so it was turned down.
他再递了一次。
Then he did another thesis.
结果他们就跟他说，你再问这个问题，我们革除你，不让你做牧师了。And
so they said that if you do this again, then we will excommunicate you and not allow you to serve anymore.
因为那个时候在英国能够做牧师啊，就是皇帝 封的一个官位的。
Because during those times, in order to survive in this title of being a pastor, you have to be done honored by the queen.
他要付极大的代价的。
He had to pay a very heavy price.
但主给他一颗心志，他说我要顺服主。
But then he had this ambition to want to obey the Lord.
他就把他牧师袍还给政府。
So he returned his robe back to the government.
自己在家里面服侍愿意听的人。
He stayed at home and served those who were willing to come to him.
讲一步一步，主就把真理启示在他心里。
Step by step, the Lord showed him the truth.
他每一看见一个真理，他就要遵行。
Every truth that he found out, he wanted to follow.
他要遵行的时候，那些呢没有看见的人就反对他，就把他赶走。
And when he wanted to follow, then those who did not want to follow would just chase him out.
他是一生呢被赶走最多次数的神的仆人。31次
He was the minister that was chased out 31 times. The most.
神手中极其贵重的器皿。
But he became a very honorable vessel.
认真讲起来，今天你我聚会，若是有一点符合主的心意，都跟这位弟兄付的代价有关。
Seriously speaking, if we have restored anything in the gathering, these must be related to what Govet had done.
弟兄姊妹，这是约西亚王年间，你看他得着。神话语里面给他的胆量。
We can see that God has given him the courage when he read God's word.
他也得着神话语交通所带来属灵的同伴。
He was also willing to receive the spiritual companionship in this.
我们看见，在往前走的时候。
Going forward.
我们看见呢，他得着律法书的时候，他的态度啊，使得神的话语在他里面。和神的百姓中间恢复了该有的地位。
Because of his attitude when he heard God's words, he was able to restore the position of God's words, not only himself, but also to his people. 所以
当他召聚百姓宣读了神的话语以后，
After he gathered the people together in reading the word of God out loud,
他使所有的百姓官长祭司一同立约。
He made this, covenant with all of the priests as well as the people.
他们要尽心尽性的来遵行神在律法书上所说的话。
They to follow all of the words of the commandment with all of their heart, all of their souls.
他有一个心愿，要让神的话语都能够成就在他们身上。
He had the desire that all of God's words can be accomplished in their lives.
这什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是主的话语在他身上是他自己经历过的。
That means all of God's words in him are the words that he has experienced.
不再是二手的。
It's no longer second hand.
弟兄姊妹，有几句圣经的话，你曾经真正去经历过呢？
How many phrases in the scriptures have you truly experienced yourself?
你有没有祷告过主？主啊，这句话在别人身上可能是真的，我还没经历过。求你帮助我，你有没有祷告过？
Have you prayed this way, Lord? This word is true in another person, but not for me. Lord, please allow me to experience this. Have you prayed this way?
我读到一位美国基督徒他的传记。
I read of a biography of an American Christian.
他在蒙主复兴怜悯之后。
After he was blessed and was after she was blessed.
他在主面前有一个祷告。
She had this prayer.
他说我不求明白你所有启示出来的真理。
She said, I will not ask to know and understand all of your truth.
他说主啊，我可能器皿不是那么大。
And I'm not a big enough vessel.
但是我求你让我经历每一句你向我说的话。
But allow me to experience every single thing that you're saying to me.
哎呀，这个姊妹这个祷告不得了啊。
That is a tremendous prayer.
你知道吗？他在他的一生侍奉主、跟随主的经历上面。
In all throughout her life of services.
哥林多前书十二章讲的每一个恩赐，他都经历过。
Every single gift that is mentioned in 1 Corinthians 13, she experienced.
有智慧的言语。
Words of wisdom.
有知识的言语。
Words of knowledge.
有信心。
Faith.
有分辨诸灵。
Discernment of spirit.
有医病。
Divine healing,
有行异能，
and also
有说方言，
speaking of
有翻方言，
translation of tongues,
每一件事在他身上他都亲身经历过。
She personally experienced every single one of these gifts,
而不是为着他自己，
not for herself,
而是叫他服侍的人得着益处，
but that those that she served were blessed.
弟兄姊妹，这是约西亚王他们所立的约。
This is the covenant that King
Josiah had.
So that these words can be accomplished in our lives.
弟兄姊妹，巴不得你我，我们在这里聚会。
May you and I, as we assemble here,
我们都有这个心志。
We have the same ambition.
主啊，不仅在我个人身上。
Lord, not only just on me personally.
让我们的聚会的里面，我们尊重你的话语。
But in our gathering, we want to honor your word.
经历你的话语。
Experience your word.
我讲一个小小的见证。
I want to share a little bit of my experience.
我们读《使徒行传》。
We come to the book of Acts.
你看，他们从来没有举办过一次福音营、福音聚会。
They did not orchestrate any of the gospel retreats or gospel meetings.
他们从来没有办过一个布道会。
Or evangelistic meetings.
但是福音却把整个当时他们所在的亚洲和欧洲翻过来。
And yet, because of what they have done, the whole Asia as well as Europe was turned around.
为什么呢
？Why?
他们尊重主。
Because they honor the Lord.
他们只把自己交给主，做主的器皿。
They place themselves into God's hands to be His instrument.
所以一下子三千人得救。
So all of a sudden, 3,000 got saved.
一下子这个人起来行走。
And that person can walk because even though he was lame.
他们也预备好付代价。
They were prepared to pay the price.
我早期读到这里，我就跟主说：“主啊，今天还可能吗
？”So when I read that, I said, "Lord, is this possible today?"
主说：“那不是我的话吗
？”And so the Lord said, "Isn't that my word?"
人会变。
Man can change.
环境会变。
Environment can change.
时代会变。
Time can change.
你要问自己，耶稣基督变不变
？You can ask yourself, did Jesus change?
那耶稣基督不变，你能不能经历像第一世纪的使徒、门徒们一样经历他呢
？If Jesus Christ has not changed, can you experience what the apostles experienced?
如果你的答案是是的
，If the answer is yes,
你求主成就在你身上。
May the Lord accomplish that in your life.
我刚刚学习侍奉主的时候
，When I first started to serve,
哎呀，我们弟兄们呢？每一个福音聚会都要我站讲台。
The people asked me to share the gospel every single time we had a gospel meeting.
讲到最后我没有题目了。
And to the end, I had no more topics to share.
我们聚会一些年长的老姊妹啊。
And there's some elderly sisters in our gathering.
他们一看就知道这个年轻人为难。
And they saw my face and they know, oh, this guy's trouble.
所以老姊妹来找我，她说：“伯弟兄啊，我们礼拜六啊，我们早上禁食跟你一起祷告，好不好？”
And so this elderly sister came to me and said, "Let's pray and fast Saturday morning for you."
我有人肯带我祷告，很高兴的。
I was very happy that someone wants to pray with me.
主日我传福音，礼拜六我就早到聚会地方，我们就差不多四五位。
There were four or five of us kneeling on Saturday morning.
跪下来一起祷告。
We prayed and fasted.
很奇妙，每次在祷告中，主就告诉我，你明天讲这个。
Very amazingly, every single time we pray, the Lord would give me a topic to speak on the next day. Not only I had the words.
我那时候传福音呢，讲完话了，赶快下台，也不会祷告，也不敢呼召，因为我没力量，没胆量。
But yeah, at first, after I shared the gospel, I would get down right away because I didn't even have the strength or the courage to pray or to have an altar call.
所以有弟兄们就为我祷告啊，主啊，给这个年轻人勇气啊，肯在台上呼召。
And so people pray for me so that I would have the courage to have an altar call.
后来我读到一个弟兄，他讲。
So I read of a brother who said.
他说啊，一个人得救信主，不是那个传的人会传。
He said a person is saved not just because the speaker know how to share the gospel.
而是圣灵和教会的祷告。
But it's the
得主的人。
Prayer of the church and the work of the Holy Spirit.
他出去服事啊，他跟翻译，就是他们教会的长老一起去一个地方服事。
When he went out to share, he went out with the elder of the church to go.
他在路上就跟那个长老讲说：“今天我去传福音啊，不是我口才好，是主的工作。”
So he told the elder, "Today I go out to share the gospel, it's not because I'm eloquent, but it's because of God's words."
那个长老很尊重他，他说：“不，弟兄，主使用你，你是主的器皿。”
And then the elder really encouraged him and said, No, the Lord will use you. You're the instrument.
他说不。
He said no.
他说我今天做一件事情，证明不是我。
He said, I want to do something today to prove that it is not me.
我今天到那个聚会啊，我上台第一件事就呼召。
He said, when I get to the meeting, the first thing I want to do is to have this altar call before I speak.
我没有讲话之前，没有讲道之前，我就呼召。
before
看看有没有人愿意信主。
Before I speak the message, I want to have the altar call and see if anyone will be willing to receive.
那个长老不相信，他说：“弟兄啊，不要做这个事，还是先讲道吧。”
And then the elder says, "No, let's not do that. Why don't you speak first?"
结果那一天他到了那里哈，领会的弟兄把时间交给他，他上台。
And so then it was his turn to go up to the podium.
第一件事就问
First thing he said,
凡是今天来这里愿意信耶稣的请举手、
so、
好多人举手
Anyone who wants to believe in Jesus today, please raise your hand. A lot of people raise their hand.
然后他说举手不够站起来
says, 好多人站起来 not enough. Stand up. A lot of
站起来不够到前面来我为你们祷告
says, That's not enough. Come up to the front. I pray for you.
那一天传福音充满了喜乐
That sharing of the gospel was full of joy.
充满了赞美
Full of praises.
我读完我说主啊他可以，我可不可以呢
？As the Lord, He can do it. How about me?
所以有一次我被安排传福音。
So one time I was scheduled to share.
我们领完诗歌的弟兄他下台，我上去我就说：“今天愿意信耶稣的人，请站起来。”
So the song leader went down and I got up to the podium and I said, "Everyone who wants to believe in Jesus, please stand up."
结果十几个人站起来，都是我不认识的人。
More than 10 people stood up. I never saw them before.
你相不相信耶稣基督昨日、今日，直到永远都是一样的
？Do you believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever?
我们知道约西亚那个年间，他们对神的话就这样相信。
We know that in the time of King Josiah, that's how they believe in God's word.
所以约西亚可能是一个很平凡的人。
Maybe Josiah was a very ordinary person.
但是他抓住了神的话语，他就会用信心。
He held on to God's words and he knew how to use faith.
他就带下了一个重要的恢复和复兴。
So he brought in a very important revival.
And recovery.
And recovery.
弟兄姊妹，把那失落的得回来。
To gain back what was lost.
当我们读约西亚王，他最后离开世界，他去。跟埃及法老征战，他就战死了。
We know that at the end he died in a battlefield when he fought against the king of Egypt.
那是他一生最可惜的事情。
That's a very sad thing.
因为呢，那个时候在他的祖父那一辈，马拿西呢，跟巴比伦签了约，要为巴比伦守关。
Because at that time his grandfather Manasseh already had a contract with
Babylon. 这是另外的故事。
So they had to maintain the relationship.、
就是、在以赛亚书里面讲的，犹大王呢与死亡结盟，与阴间立约，所以他们必定最后落进被掳。约西亚受了他祖先罪的影响。
So this was already prophesied in the book of Isaiah.
但是他的一生呢，给今天的教会留下非常重要的教训。
But his lifetime really left behind a very important teaching for the church today.
但愿主的话语在神儿女们中间得着他的地位。
May the word of God today gain its rightful place among God's children.
主的话语成为我们生命里面的经历，成为教会生命的见证。
So that the word of God can become our life experience as well as the testimony of His church.
我们一同有一些祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们把满心的感谢赞美献给你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving and praises.
不是我们拣选了你。
It's not that we chose you.
乃是你拣选了我们。
But you have chosen us.
你不仅在我们未出母腹以前你就认识我们。
Not only you knew us even before we were born.
而父神的拣选是远在创立世界以前。
And God's selection is way before the creation of the world.
就在基督里面拣选了教会。
In Christ you have chosen the church.
我们都在时间中蒙了恩典。
And in time you have been blessed.
主啊，愿我们在地上能够明白父神的旨意。
Lord, may we be able to understand God's will on earth.
愿主的话语成就在我们每一个属你儿女们的身上。
And may God's words be able to accomplish in all of your children.
愿你在地上的教会能够遵行你的旨意。
And that your church on earth can also follow your will.
走在神的正道中。
And walk on the way of the Lord.
当这个世代越过越混乱。
When this world is being more and more chaotic.
越过越黑暗的时候。
And more and darker and darker.
愿有一班你的儿女明白神的旨意。
May there be a group of your children who can understand your will.
遵行神的旨意。
And follow it.
能够在地上 如同明光照耀一样。
So that we can be the light that shines in this world.
谢谢你这两天晚上与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us these two nights.
愿你用你的话语祝福你的教会。
Bless your church with your word.
提醒我们怎样来爱你。
Remind us how we can love you.
教导我们照着你的话语来遵行你的旨意。
Teach us to follow your will by following your words.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.